Previously on Short Quest, Long Rest, Good Vibrations.
A lockdown protocol is initiated.
It knocked the cucumbers right off Eddie's eyelids.
Vi, what the fuck's going on?
These guys, we call them, the Gillis Brigade.
Spruce, though!
But maybe a rain check? Could we, like, make a date for later, like, never?
When you reach for the handle, you realize it's locked.
Hey, open this fucking thing.
This green, like, fluid start to, like, fill in with you inside this tank.
And realizing that Eddie's baby is being damaged, it's gonna go, ah!
You just kind of put your gun down to your side and hang tight right there as you are dominated. Spruce Gillis D989. Spruce Gillis D989 is going to take a shot at the big monster.
Hey, didn't you call her a monster?
She is a very lovely lady.
Mm-hmm.
And they also technically in quotations miss, but I think this one fucking just hits her straight in the chest and it does nothing. Like it just like a stun thing that just like, and just, she absorbs it and just is like, and just like roars at him. Which then takes us to Spruce Gillis X777. We call him Lucky, who is the very, 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 very hurt one. And he is panicking. He is going to try to run the fuck away because he's just like, yippee-ki-yay, motherfucker! And tries to run away. And as he does...
Doesn't sound particularly lucky.
No, you're right. I never think about that. Lucky was the one who got fucked up first. Luckily... oh, there it is. There's the luck. Because she took a... beat it by... missed it by... No! That's right! Oh, shit! Just hit him! He has 14k AC! Oh, I thought... Okay.
Goodbye, get him, girl.
Meets it,
yeah,
beats it.
Lucky's fucking dead. Yep, meets it, beats it. Yep, so he turns to run, and she swipes that claw again and just catches him, like, at the midsection. And his legs keep going, and his torso falls off, like, and his legs run a good 4 or 5 feet before they fucking just, like, do this wobbly, like, fall apart thing. And he's just, like, as he sits there bleeding out, he's like, yippee-ki-yay. And then...
oh, very well done, my love. See, they are so poorly made. Not like a real man.
So Spruce Gillis, Q317, is like, yippee-ki-yay, no! And is going to take a shot at Vertosh and actually hits. So it's going to do a little damage.
What?
One damage.
I mean, you're the one that said a little damage. That's on you.
Which brings us to Ginger. Ginger, what you doing?
So Ginger is going to use this envoy ability, draw fire. Because Vertosh has been thrown into this. It is not fair of me to lay the burden of protecting me solely on their feet. So as a standard action, I can spend a resolve to make all enemies within 100 feet take a -4 penalty to all ranged attacks that they don't make against me.
Interesting. Okay, and they're not drawn to fire at you. They just, if they don't fire at you, they take a -4?
Yeah.
Interesting. That's actually really cool. I was like, you sure you want to do that? It's going to make everybody fire at you. I was like, oh no, it doesn't say anything about them wanting to fire at you. It just says that if they don't, they get a -4. Fuck yeah, okay.
Yep.
Sweet. So negative four across the board. You moving or going anywhere?
Yeah. So I think now that their fire is penalized unless they're firing on me.
Mm-hmm. Nice. You can fucking go hide.
Yeah. I'm gonna throw my arms open wide, and
you know she's just really part of the supporting cast. You'll want the main star of the show, huh?
And then I'm gonna look at our Travolta lookalike here, Zahn Gabolta, and
you know I think I remember you now. I only ever copied you for like a sandwich. There were other more important fish.
Hey, oh, did you not even see me in sensational made-up story?
Well, I hated that movie.
Speaking. What about Gabriel?
All of them, I hated them.
Not and then I'm going to run.
Removed.
Just everything that he's listing. Yeah, I got 50 feet of movement. So which direction is the good vibrations? Am I heading north, east?
North is towards the good vibrations. It's like back through here leads up to another area and then to kind of like the back hallways that lead up there.
Yeah, then I am making
so you
for
are
the good
straight
vibrations.
Up just leaving the fight. I love it. Okay, so you fucking bail and Zahn is like, hey, don't let it get away, hey! And you know what? They are fucking focused on that, so as far as I'm concerned, we're gonna pretty much just do away with this fight.
Yeah, don't let me get away.
I mean, they'll love to come after you, but you have they have a fucking lizard literally blocking their entire exit to get through to you.
Mm-hmm.
They'd have to sprint through it to get to you, so... So yeah, let's go ahead and jump to Eddie then. And we're gonna move everybody back to Zed Station. So Eddie, you are trapped inside this thing. This shitty little fucking dickhead is kind of smirking at you. He doesn't seem to like. He hasn't pulled out any weapons or anything. He's literally just sitting there, and you can't see it in his face. Like his mouth is like weird tendrils and shit. You can't really tell, but the eyes give something away of just like a smugness. Like he's gonna watch you die. So, what you doing?
Is the poison liquid?
The poison is liquid. It's so, part of the Bacta now.
He's in.
That's B A C K E R T E R, not the.
Yeah, it's a Bacta tank.
A Bacta. Sorry. Yes, you're right. It's a
legally distinct.
Yeah.
Completely different than
it's
anything
Bracta.
From yeah, Bracta tank.
So okay.
It's a bit Bracta-ish.
So he's in like essentially like a metal kind of coffin that's filling.
Sort of with a glass frontage. It does have like a full glass, and that's like I said, when you hit it, it did put some like little hairline fractures in the glass.
And he's taking damage. Why? Because he's sitting in it?
The poison is like literally going into you, yes.
Like yeah, okay.
Yeah, he injected poison into the pod with you.
Man, I can't believe we missed the poison button. Because we've been here.
Been sabotaged. Alright.
You just never pushed it. Why would you?
Does it...
It was a poison button.
Does it look like he can get his way out of there quickly or not?
Go ahead and give me another perception check.
Could I do an engineering check?
Let me see. Go ahead and give me both. I'm going to give you perception for free. Engineering would be kind of your turn if you go to do that.
Fuck, damn, bad.
Yeah. So, unfortunately, nothing on that. Okay, so. Just, wait a minute. Yeah, just too shy for the engineering to get yourself out. But you do see that if you keep up with that, like... Maybe in like another chance at that, you probably could crack yourself out doing the engineering. And he's kind of watching you as you're messing around with it. And he's like, what are you doing in there, silly one? And you know what? If you want to give me another attack on the thing too, I'll let you have it. It's up to you. We'll say the engineering check was the movement action.
I'm trying to think.
Yeah, I should say I'll give you an action. If you want something else, go for it. Whatever you can think of.
Okay. So, yeah. He's like, usually I'm not one to get mad, but you're really pissing me off.
I like it.
He's also dying, which isn't super fun.
Nope.
So he's going to get as close as he can to the front of the tank.
Yep.
And just curl up into a little ball.
Okay.
In supernova.
Nice! Okay.
As close as he can get to Hasashiro, he's going to get. And just let loose.
Okay, go ahead and give me the damage for the supernova.
Not a ton of damage.
Yeah. You are, remember, level 2.
So that would be one more.
Yep.
So 16.
With that, he's kind of watching you as you fiddle around with the stuff. He watches you kind of like pull back or move forward essentially into the tube and watches that energy expand, and all of a sudden it just bursts forward and blasts out and sends this son of a bitch fly. Ooh, grabbed everybody. And sends that son of a bitch just flying back up against the wall. And the pod explodes out and the shit rains down on the ground. So congratulations, Eddie, you got yourself free.
So he'll just step down slowly, naked, as a Jaybird.
Nice. And as he slams against the wall, you see that, similar to what you've seen Ginger do, you watch as he kind of melts away, and instead, he looks like this. A Reptoid. Or a Reptile? Whatever the fuck it's called. A Reptoid. Yep, that's what they're called. And as he hits, he's like, "You son of a bitch!"
Yeah, it looks like it hurt.
So,
maybe you should just change shape into someone in less pain.
And Grasselex has joined the fight.
And then Eddie will go about checking his junk. See if everything's intact.
Hey, you're butt-ass naked!
He's like,
give me a perception check.
Oh, God. Oh, he's gonna find out that he's missing a testy. 2, oh
Natty,
no!
Natty 2, your penis is gone!
Oh!
And then you realize it was just tucked between your thighs.
Oh, well, alright. There you are, little guy. Come on out.
So we're gonna remove that combatant, and we're gonna remove that combatant, and we're gonna remove...
Oh, it's the penis of combatant.
No, I'm removing the Gillises and the Gaboltas for right now. Since Ginger...
They'll be back!
they have to deal with Vertosh first, as Ginger has made her escape up into the off the map and towards the good vibrations. So, which brings us to Sidoon. Sidoon, what you doing?
About how tall is the good vibrations?
400 feet tall.
Okay.
I don't know. Fuck. Where would a ship be? It's got to be like 10, 15 feet up into the thing, and then it's got to have like at least like 10 feet of like height in there, and then you got to imagine probably 4 feet on the top and bottom of just shit. So, I don't know, like 30 feet up in the air? Like the very top of it?
If I use my jump jets to get up 20 feet, could I then use the rest of my movement to climb to the top of the good vibrations?
I would allow it with an athletics check. Give me an athletics check, Sadoon.
Fine. Oh my god. I rolled a 2.
Hey. Oh. Why do you sound like Gus or Venture?
There's a pudding Orpheus. Cup in the refrigerator. You may enjoy the contents of one of them.
What was the lady? Dr. Lady or whatever? What was it?
Dr. Girlfriend!
I love bring me Dr. my girlfriend.
Weeds. That whole show is fantastic.
My favorite character in that whole show.
Yeah. It is fucking. Jeez. I put on the Brock Sampson fucking favorite clip ever is that one where he's. Guys, that actually a chick tries to drive into him, has got fucking the doctor in the passenger seat, the boys in the back, and she's like trying to hijack and steal him, and the doctor's knocked out, and they try to drive over Brock Sampson, and he does this like Tai Chi thing where he puts one hand out one hand forward, and then throws himself backwards and smashes through the windshield of the car as it comes through him, crushes her, puts his hand, his arm out, like, catches the doctor as he slams on the brakes and, like, has his hand on the steering wheel.
Yep.
Just that
Brock
shit
Samson
fucking
was
cracks
my favorite.
Me up.
Yeah, I forgot
there
that.
There you go. Lando posted it. Love that. And the guy who does his voice, I fucking love, too. But anyways, back to where we were. Sadoon, you are up on top of the thing. 19 is enough. You're good. Okay. So you have a plus 17. So I didn't realize you had such a high. I wouldn't even have made you do it. The DC in my head was like 15. So you there's no way you could have failed it. Natty 1, I would have made you look like a dickhead though.
That's fair.
Just for my entertainment. So go ahead. What you doing up there?
So I hop up there. I'm going to call the inevitable downfall to my hand, and I'm going to slice at some machinery.
I gotta say, I love the name of that thing. I'd like to say I came up with that one, but that is just straight out of the book. The Inevitable Downfall. Sweet. Give me an attack. I love this imagery, too, of you, like, jump jetting and then, like, one hand, like, fucking throwing yourself up on top and, like, falling into stance as all these, like, weird arms and shit are coming at you and you're just, like, sink, 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 sink. Like, fucking fighting these things off up top. Dancing along the top of the good vibrations. No one's done that yet. Wow. Your attack bonus is actually getting pretty fucking good. That does hit. Give me some damage.
It's because of opening volley.
Oh, is that the, Oh, sweet. Plus 2 on that. I like that. I like it. Damn, 16. Fuck yeah. So yeah, as some of these arms come out, you're just kind of like fucking whipping around and like sink, 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 and like taking off some of these arms as they're doing their little thing. Which brings us to Grasselex. Grasselex looks at you, Eddie, and growls at you. How dare you? And he then reaches into his pocket and he pulls out this, for lack of a better word, Pokeball, and slams it down at his feet. And if I had the Pokeball sound effect, I'd play it with the like thing as it pops out, and you see this creature fucking like erupt from inside this thing.
Come on, dude, I'm naked.
And this large four-legged creature with tentacles on its back and dripping fangs of this strange like viscous fluid comes popping out. Go get him, Spot.
What?
And then he's gonna move away like a bitch.
It's a lame name.
Oh, that was a mistake. That was a fucking mistake.
So, which brings us to the animated mechanized tools. So, the first is going to try to once again grab Sadoon. Does a 25 hit?
Yeah.
Is it 4 over your KAC?
No.
Damn it! It's got that auto grab.
It's hang on. When Scree's riding that thing, is it the same one that's attacking Sadoon?
Do you want it to be?
Could it be?
It absolutely
if it is,
can be, yes.
Buddy God!
Oh nice, so it That's awesome. So explain to me how that happened. So like how are you like manipulating? Are you like yanking on it so it misses him? Like or
yeah.
Do you like
like when they get like into 5 feet and it goes to grab Sadoon, Scree goes just like starts like thrashing around, like throwing his weight around.
Nice. And it's like it goes, you think it was gonna fucking get a really good hit on you. But what's bodyguard do again?
Gives a plus 2 to AC.
Oh, plus 2 to AC.
23.
Would a 23 hit?
It still hits.
Oh, okay. Shit. Okay.
All right.
Still, you get it for free anyways, right? Intervene? Okay. That works, and you take half of this, right?
Scree takes half of whatever happens, so it's going to pinch Scree at the same time.
Gotcha.
Scree's thrashing about so violently that he just headbutts the fucking thing.
Yeah, so 6. Yeah, there you go. 6 and 6 goes between the two of you, so this thing comes down to slam you. And then
I imagine
it is, okay.
Oh sorry, keep going.
Nope.
I imagine Screen gnawing through like a hydraulic cable. just grease flooding everywhere.
It's all over their face. It's like, woo! Yeah. So, does a... Well, fuck, that'd be a 17, so... 17 doesn't hit you, does it?
That's a negative.
Damn, okay.
Scree can't... Can Scree do it?
Yeah, I mean,
he
don't
can
you have
do
two?
It twice in a row. No, but I'm gonna let...
It's
I'm,
up to you.
He's not gonna do it twice in a row. He could.
Okay, no problem. I don't think a 19 hits him anyways. Is it only for that attack? It's not like shield and it's for the turn?
It's for the attack.
Like 2 seconds AC against that attack. Okay, you're right. Yeah. Okay. For some reason, I thought it was like shield, where it's like, now you have it.
Scree can do it twice, though. He has 2 reactions.
Yep, I thought, but that's awesome. So,
Scree has a need for the reaction.
No problem. But 19 doesn't hit, right, Sadoon?
Correct.
Okay, cool. So, yeah. So, this is a welding, like a fucking straight up, like, giant ship welder comes and tries to like fucking just light you on fire, and it does not, which is good. Vertosh, we're gonna do one of these things. I'm just gonna say, how much damage does Vertosh do? Flap. Sweet. Actually, let's roll the attack. Let's just see if it was like a crit. I'm just crit fishing for funsies.
Very close to a crit.
So yeah, if it was a crit, I was just because if it's a crit, I'm just gonna start like that person's dead.
30 KAC.
Yep. So 18 slashing. No fucking joke. There ain't not much left of whatever one they got. So I'm just gonna keep doing that for funsies. Next up, Scree, your turn.
Okay, this is a tricky one. I want to double move.
Cool.
But Scree would like to try and wait for the arm to be like flinging around, getting ready for another attack.
Yep.
And use the momentum of it swinging itself in this direction to launch himself.
Oh, cool. So you're giving up on the controls and going straight for trying to get down the hallway?
Yep. Whipping out his wingsuit and just down the hallway.
Fuck it. You know, so as far as I'm concerned, this thing's been swinging around the whole time anyways. As far as I'm concerned, this absolutely works. So go ahead and move yourself down that hallway wherever you feel is adequate.
There.
Shot right past Grasslix, down the hallway, blocking him off from being able to flee.
Just like fly right over his head like... And as he's going,
love it.
He goes... Yeah, but he's just gonna land behind this thing like...
The fuck are you and where's Eddie? Well, yeah, you would have, as you've sailed past, you probably may have seen... Give me a perception check just for funsies. To see if you saw Eddie, like, between the legs of this fucking big-ass creature as you sailed past.
Screen is not great at this.
Hey, who knows?
Sure it's fine.
Hey, 25, fuck yeah. So you saw. You maybe have yelled out of anger, but you did catch, now that you've stopped and realized, you're like, wait a minute, I saw him back there in front of a giant fucking monster. Which is awesome. So, in that same moment...
I just realized what that looked like in Eddie's perspective.
just a fucking
screaming
flying squirrel fucking...
sailing over the top.
Paint blur.
Yeah.
Went past the doorway.
Look, someone messes with Eddie, they're gonna catch the Scree.
Fuck around and find out.
So now that turn is over, before we jump to the top, what you will see is one Sylvana tell Morgantry stepping out of the Good Vibrations ramp. Very strangely, because last time you knew, she was in cuffs. But she steps out of... And we're going to roll her to put her on the tracker for this turn. And she looks to... Well, actually, she might see you, Sadoon, up there. My Eddie is in trouble. A bear told me. And something else happens. Something very strange. Eddie... right next to you, you see... First, you think it might be that fucking bear again, because you see this, like, blue energy kind of coalesce and, like shimmer for a second. And then, all of a sudden, stepping out of the energy comes one Malcolm Fry.
Oh, fuck.
Edward, are you all right? A bear told me you're in trouble.
Jesus fucking Christ.
I don't understand it myself, but...
Yeah. He's also naked.
Yeah. He's like... I don't think your dad would know. I don't think your dad would give a shit. Like, he just kind of steps out, and that doesn't affect the fact that he looks at this creature in front of you, and it's game face. He's just like, are you all right? And then drops into, like, fucking combat stance with, like, a knife.
He's just gonna sigh, like, yeah, and then summon the Lunar Blade.
Nice. So you see this fucking image. Unfortunately, no one else sees this, but you see this fucking, like... Eddie and Malcolm Fry fucking drop into, like, fighting stances. One Lunar Blade, one fucking knife that's sparking electricity, and face off against this giant fucking monstrosity.
Scree can
which
see
brings
Malcolm.
Us, Scree can see Malcolm. Yes, you would have seen Malcolm coalesce into that spot.
Yep, he's right
so,
there.
So, fantastic. Which brings us to Oris. Oris, I need you to roll me another... will save. Unfortunately, the passive command stands.
He's just gonna sit in the hallway.
He does. he just plops down in the hallway and he's like, you know what? It was a good run.
Right.
And just kinda
across his lap to sitting in the hallway.
So, wait a minute, let me just make sure real fast. That was... Shit, what did I just do? Ooh, it was actually closer than I thought it was. Okay, yep, so unfortunately, that is your turn, bud. I apologize. Sylvana, however, steps out. She's like, Edward! Yelling for her son.
Her baby boy.
Her baby boy. And she is going to see this giant fucking thing, and it's the only thing that seems to be a threat. So, she is going to arcing surge it. And you see her same thing, kind of, she puts her hand out, and you just see this, like, ball of electricity start to fucking coalesce around her hand. I use that word a lot, coalesce. It's not even the correct way of using it. Anyways, you see this ball of energy start to fucking snap and crackle in front of her, and she lets loose this huge fucking torrent of electricity. And that thing needs a reflex save. And an 8 is not gonna do it.
Rip.
Uh-oh. Oh my god.
Okay.
It's only a third level spell. See, that's why I was so surprised nobody took fucking casters. Casters fucking do ridiculous damage. Except it's only a third level spell. Anyways, so yeah, she puts her hand out and you just see this. I mean, it's essentially like, well, man, it's even like better than Fireball, isn't it? It's 10d6.
Mm-hmm.
What's Fireball? 8d6?
Yeah. Right.
Yeah.
Anyway.
For every level above.
So, yeah, so you see this torrent of lightning just erupt from her hand. And it just streaks across the fucking room. And just, you see this thing just fry out. And all of the arms, all of the shit inside the room just go and fucking shut down. That brings us to Ginger's turn. Ginger, if you use a full action running at your max speed, I'll say you can make it to the hangar.
Oh, absolutely.
Perfect. Okay, let me go ahead and throw you on the board then. Bloop. So you pop in.
And as I am appearing, I am shouting and like checking over my shoulder to see if the spruces are far behind.
Hey, we've got to get the fuck out of here. Ginger's pissed someone off.
As you come down, you see that the door is shut. So you're just yelling down the hallway.
No, it's
sacré bleu.
It's gonna be in French.
Yeah. That's what it's just Sakura Blue.
Merde.
Yeah, meow.
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 Which I believe is shit.
Yes, meow is shit.
Yep.
So, which brings us to Malcolm Fry. Malcolm Fry steps up and is going to protect his baby boy. He wants to zoom in on that face. That is a man who's seen some fucking combat.
I can't see him. I'm around the corner.
He's a tough,
oh, I'm sorry.
Tough guy.
Well, he's he is a tough handsome. Guy.
Okay. So, spark knife. 24. KAC is a hit. And you see that knife spark out as he comes across and fucking rakes across this thing's bottom jaw. And it like slashes across right below its teeth. And it takes 11 points of damage. Brings us to Eddie. Eddie, your turn. Wow, that couldn't have fucking rolled more perfect of you guys being right next to each other. I wish I could say that I purposely did that, but I did not.
A pink blur and his dad appearing in the same few seconds.
Yep. I was going to say, if your clothes are probably really close by if you wanted to throw on your britchers, but, I mean, there is a monster in front of you, so it's up to you.
Nah, fuck that.
Yep. Just let it all hang out and fight in the nude. I love it.
In fact, he's going to try and climb on this thing.
Naked wrestling. I love it.
Beowulf this thing.
Okay. I love it. So go ahead and give me an acrobatics. Unless you want it something else that you can convince me to use.
Well, that's fine.
Say it. Unless it's going to try to say, like, persuasion, because I'm not going to allow it. Like, would you allow me to climb on you, sir?
No, that's fine.
Okay.
If you would.
If you would be so kind, sir, would you allow me to climb upon your back so I may stab at you?
I'd like to take a chunk out of your hide.
I would like to possibly insert my knife into your spinal type area. Please.
Kind. Would you kindly?
Acrobatics.
So kindly, sir.
21.
21. Let's go ahead and... well, this thing doesn't have... Okay, yeah, that wins. I was going to say, this thing doesn't have a score for acrobatics, so or athletics, surprisingly. So that means I have to roll just a regular d20 for it, so it can't win to a d20 or a 21. So go ahead, and you can climb up on it. So, and what
So are those
are
like
doing,
back
buddy?
Horns or like back tentacles? Or
It is like, yeah, it's like it has like a frill, like almost like a fish's frill across the back, and like tentacles writhing off the like... Like, where the spines of a vicious thing, they're like, yeah, they're like tentacles kind of wiggling.
He's just going to stand on its back holding one of the tentacles for balance, and he's just going to stab at it repeatedly.
Nice. Okay. Okay, give me an attack.
He's feeling vulnerable.
You're doing a trick attack? Technically, you can do a trick attack if you want, since you did the... it would be 20 plus, so never mind.
Yeah. So, no trick
that
attack.
That thing is not a CR1.
Lunar Blade, attack, roll, 1.
Oh.
Ooh, oh. Damn.
It's the tentacle. Blame the tentacle.
It is the tentacle. I'll say it reaches up and gives you your rosebud a tickle and it just throws you off.
That's a good turn.
I was going to say, I'm not. No, we have not done any sexual assault so far. I am not going to go down that route.
I mean, it's not assault if he likes it.
That's not true, but...
Well, I mean, I guess. But that's what he was going for.
Nice, he was hoping. I like it.
Yeah, he's like, ah, yes, perfect.
You've unlocked my draft card.
No, he just... I guess he just misses. Luckily, he can't... Well, isn't there, like, punishments for rolling ones?
We can do that. We've kind of, our rules on it have been very much off. But yeah, we can go ahead and do a...
Well, I didn't know, because you've done it, like, the past few times for enemies, so...
Dane, Eric is asking for you to punish him for the one.
Okay, he wants to be punished like a good boy.
That's right. That's me. The good boy.
Good boys don't get punished.
Let's do critical fumble, and yours is... technically, it's kinetic, so... We'll do critical fumble kinetic.
Yeah.
If
it involves dropping it, I can't really do that.
Yeah, we'll figure it out. Usually it gives you a couple options. Run away. If your weapon has ammunition, it expends one usage every round that you don't attack with it until it's empty. Nope. Extreme range, blam, 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 blam. Your weapon flies 5d6 squares forward your target. That didn't really work.
Just roll it again.
Yeah, I was gonna say, let's just roll it again. It's weird because it doesn't move leave his hand at all. It's okay, my armor saved me. Your armor's bonus to KA... Did I do the right thing? Yeah, that's a critical. KAC is reduced by 2 until the armor is repaired with a successful engineering check. Extreme He's sonic naked. Shriek... That's actually perfect. There you go. Yeah, so your KAC is reduced by 2 till the next... till you can... we'll just say till you can put your armor on. So... till you can get some armor on without your armor. Let's actually unequip it and see what you look like. Bleep. What do you normally say that? So you're at 14, 14. We're going to say you're at 12, 12 right now. Until okay. You can put your armor on.
Great.
Yep, that's not great.
Super easy to hit. I love that.
What does this thing have for a hit? I'm sure it's not a plus fucking 12, right? Not like everything else that's been attacking. Actually, I have no idea. Oh, yeah. Okay, there it is. Yeah, well, that'll be fun. Next up, Sadoon. Sadoon, what you doing, buddy?
Sadiddly-oon.
Sadiddly-doon.
Sorry. Horace, what the hell are you doing?
What's the point?
Wow.
Yeah. Fuck.
Like an emo kid.
Yeah.
Immediately going to an existential crisis. Oh, no.
Oh, bean.
We'll sort you out in a sec.
So.
I'm not done.
Oh, sorry. I'm an idiot. I don't know why I thought that was your turn.
Yep, I did. I'm done.
Yeah. Yeah. What are you doing? Nothing. Okay, that's my turn.
I'm going to pull
Starfinder.
This...
talking is not a free action.
I'm going to swift action pull this new rifle off my back, crouch down into a stance, and I'm going to train on this guy's back. I have no idea who he is.
Nah.
I have no idea what the fuck's going on. So I'm just gonna ready to shoot him in the back with a sniper rifle.
I like it.
But then, yes, that is me.
Oh, that is your training to do another shot on the next turn. Okay, gotcha.
I'm readying an action to shoot him, to be clear.
Okay. To be clear, like from who? From Aura's getting out of the way?
To be clear about what I am doing, I am readying an action.
You are readying an action to shoot. Understood. Sorry.
If this guy...
that's what I was trying to figure it out, and I was like...
I think if this guy makes himself hostile, which we don't know yet if he's hostile, but if he yeah.
What would be the next thing to do? This guy looks down at Scree and growls, and then turns and looks at you, Oris, and go and points at Scree and goes, kill.
Sounds nice.
So, Oris, I'm gonna need another will save.
Oh shit! Shit!
That is not the first one we want shooting at us.
11. Okie dokie. So, in your head, you hear that word now start to play over, and you realize that was the voice you heard the first time when it told you passive, and you felt, I don't want to do anything. Now you hear it again. Kill, kill, kill. And you think all the fucking tools and shit that Scree has broken on that goddamn ship that you've had to fix every fucking time he decides just to get a little crazy or pick his teeth with the fucking railing off the ship or something like
that.
What a dick. You want to fucking kill him. And Grasslex will take a 5-foot step away to give you room to shoot him.
I'm shooting Grasslex.
Go for it.
25
KAC. That works.
Oof. Not good.
Still, that's good. Let me see. Turn it down to 36. And the question is, how does fucking concentration work in this game? I have no idea. It's never come up because no one has any type of fucking spells.
Right.
Especially
no one has
that's ever held. This is literally like the first first fight we've ever seen a spell happen.
Well, yeah, because the other time we had a spellcaster, Scree just annihilated them. He popped out of the rug and went, well,
I think he got one magic missile off, and that was it. But that was it. Starfinder. Concentration interrupting spells.
If you attempt to cast a spell in environment conditions that make it impossible, the spell fails. You can tip a cast. Okay, successful. Cast spell. Concentrate. The concentration requires cast a spell. Bop it up. Dot. Normally, you concentrate. If you are most at risk taking damage while casting, when a spell cast time is one round forever, you have a attack opportunity. However, if you are taking ongoing damage, if you ever try to cast a spell in conditions or characteristics, spell can be made conform. You cast a spell. What the shit?
You don't even get a save, it just fails.
Your foes can interrupt spell casting a few ways to describe the role. Concentration requires cast spells sufficiently. Foe threatens the space you are in, casting a spell provokes attack of opportunity. Normally, you can concentrate even if a distracting situation, but if you're casting a spell and you take damage from either a successful attack or target AC to form effect, you fail the saving throw, target your AC or from an effect to touch attack, the spell fails.
Yeah, that doesn't make sense.
So do you just automatically lose the spell? Yeah.
It said casting. I don't think that's it.
Yeah, normally you can concentrate even if you're distracting a situation.
Hang on. Found it.
Okay.
Grab it. Slap in chat.
Concentration. When it affects the duration concentration, the effect lasts as long as you concentrate on it. Concentrating to maintain an effect standard action. Any factor that could break your concentration while you're performing activities that require focus, such as casting a spell, can also break your concentration while you're maintaining an effect, causing the effect to end. See concentration, you can neither use an effect that requires concentration nor cast a spell while concentration effect. Some effects last for a short time, and typically one round or level. That doesn't really say anything about
fucking...
Yeah,
it doesn't, does it?
So, he is currently concentrating on the spell, maintaining the spell, and
yes,
he got hit, so he loses concentration.
And that's just it? He loses the spell by getting hit?
Concentration spells are awful in Starfinder. Damn.
Yeah, I was gonna say, that's like not even worth fucking even trying. Or just hiding.
Holy
smokes. All you can do is do a concentration hide. But that's fine by me. So, there has to be some type of thing. There's no way there's just no, it's impossible for us to ever snap him out of this type thing. So, so as he gets hit, he's like, he gets smacked and he's like, ah! And all of a sudden, that urge to kill Oris kind of fades away. You don't feel
kind of.
that
kind need. Of, but not all the way.
Yeah. I was going to say. In the same sense, like, you feel that tugging in your head, like, that you wanted to do the killing, like, scree. But then all of a sudden, in your brain, you hear that voice come in again. And it's like, no. Not him, Morris. Kill that one. And is like, you see your targeting reticle lock on Grasselax.